If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's Monday. It's August 15th. It's 2016. And we're home. Yes, we are home. We are back in Orlando, Florida, actually Heathrow, Florida, not Heathrow, England, off of the trip. You know, I've been told William O'Neill never took vacations or take vacations, many other people. I tend to think that you can and also work. And I schedule things right around my work. When I was in Japan, I basically went to work at 9:30 at night till 4 in the morning. When I'm in Hawaii, I work at 4:30 in the morning to 10 in the morning. When I am in Europe, I work from 3:30 or 2:30 to 9. I very much easily work around markets, very easy to do. And of course, on days that are calm and quiet and things like that, I can go out and about and do my things anyway. So I took the big golf trip with the Fishman, 50 years old, and the Wayne and the Friedman and the Bauman and the rest of them. Had a great time. Got lucky. No rain, really. Just a little bit of rain here and there. We got the winds, and especially in northern England. 40-mile-an-hour, 50-mile-an-hour gusts. That was fun. And some of these golf courses, for some reason, it's like somebody looking down on the courses and says, if you turn left, you're into the wind. If you turn right, you're into the wind. If you turn around, you're into the wind. If you go forward, you're into the wind. So I don't know how that works. Anyway, had a very good time. And as usual, because I don't play golf at all, hardly. I play like two or three rounds a year. But when I go on these trips, I play pretty well. But I was off and on, had some great rounds, had some not so great rounds. And the law of the land in Britain and in Ireland and Scotland, you hit in the rough, you may find the ball. If you hit in the bunker, you might as well extract it with your hand. That's basically the story. We played Royal Lytham, has 200 bunkers on the hole, and they got rid of 100. That's how crazy it is. But had a great time. I love England. We were in small cities like Sandwich, and Deal. In the southeast, I flew into Manchester. We went into Lytham. I don't remember the rest of the names, but it was a great time. People were great. Weather was good. Kind of sort of wasn't Hawaii, but it was A-OK. So we're back. Lots to discuss. Lots to do. I was reading from afar about all the things going on. As you know, we talk about you and your money and all points in between, especially the elections right now. We're hearing economic policies out of both maniacal candidates. And we'll get through it as we move forward. As you know, we'll have a debate. Right now, it looks like Hillary Clinton is kicking rear end. as far as the poll numbers, but of course that's fluid and that's can change, and I'm not so sure I trust any of those numbers anyhow. Markets itself. Let me give you my overarching overall thoughts. We believe that we are in a bubble for assets. We believe it's created by the same people that have created bubbles since the year 2000, that is central banks. But this time they have gone not all in, but all in. Never in our lifetime did we ever conceive, perceive, have any thoughts in our mind about 0% interest rates. What? 0% interest rates? No way. So if we didn't think they'd do 0% interest rates, the next thought was negative interest rates? How can they do that? How would that help? What would that do for anybody? There are other thoughts where print money and buy up markets? No way. And when they started with $1 trillion, okay, they're not going to do that much more. Then they did $2 trillion. And then $4 trillion, then $8. We're at $20 trillion. And right now they're printing about $3 trillion a year. So you want to know why asset prices are up? Leave no doubt. It isn't IBM's 24% drop in earnings. It isn't Apple's 23% drop in earnings. And I can go on and on and on and on and on about the drops in earnings and sales growth out there. I could talk about a 1% GDP here. I could talk about the 0.2% in Italy and in most of Europe. I could talk about areas around the globe that are in recession. I could talk about Venezuela that is being destroyed within. It is all about the conjuring up of trillions of dollars. And little did we know, when you thought they could not go any lower with rates, they did. And when you thought they cannot go higher with printing of money, they did. And when you thought they're going to actually buy up their markets, they did. Japan owns 50% of all the Japan ETFs. Their central bank's been buying it up to prop up stock prices. We're not making this up. They're buying up corporate bonds around the globe. They're buying up everything. Now, we believe it's a bubble, but we think bubbles can go on for a while. And as we told you on this show, when they broke the Dow and S&P out of the 18-month range, buy the crap out of it. Now, they're only up a few percent, but underneath the surface, it's been improving in some areas. We will go through them. We will also go through, there are a couple of things that are topped out here in recent last couple of weeks, and it's actually a good news scenario about what's topping out. Defensive areas that were leading for so long. So that's our thought. Technician first, everything else second. But leave no doubt for us, and you better be listening carefully. There will be, if you didn't listen to this show in 07, well, in 07 and 06, we were on TV, we were on this show telling you there was a housing and credit bubble, and it was going to end badly, we just didn't know when. Well, we're saying the same thing now, and we're saying the same thing again. We just don't know when. We can go 25,000 Dow. It's another 20%. There's no rule. A little more than 20%. There's no rule that it doesn't. Bubbles will go farther than anybody can expect, especially when you're dealing with psychotic people running central banks. And what we will attempt to do is get as much of it as possible. And we will attempt to, when it ultimately does top out, to be on top of it for our own money, our clients' money, and for you. And those who have listened to this show know we've never missed the topping out process. In stocks, in sectors, in markets, in countries. They all kind of sort of top out the same way. And sometimes it's for short term, sometimes intermediate, sometimes it's for real long term. The NASDAQ just broke above 2,000. Took 16 years. Many names not even close. Citigroup is still at $5 or something like that. They did a 1-for-10. So pay attention. We'll be working our rear end off. But on top of that, we are going to be telling you what we think of what's going on out there, that are the controlling factors in our lives and these morons running Washington, D.C. They do not have our interests. They are liars. They are thieves. They are cheats. And all they do is promise. They can't do anything for us, and they won't. Every time they get a dollar of our taxes, they waste 90 cents. And that's how you get a country that's $20 trillion in debt, an economy that can't even move, even with 0% rates and the printing of trillions around the globe. So, that all said, have I thrilled you yet? We are back. I think we got a little bit of time. Let's fit it in. Let's get today's market wrap. I think. I watch how quick I can do this. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Dow up 59. I think it was up 90 at one time. S&P up 6, NASDAQ 29, NASDAQ 120. SOX, the semiconductors, man oh man, up 10. Russell 2000 up 12. Advanced clients good, up down volume good, new highs good. What else do I got for in the Dow today? Goldman Sachs up 2 and change, Boeing $1.50, Apple $1.30, Caterpillar $1.15. On the downside, the only thing down more than a buck, McDonald's still acting poorly, and United Health. That is your Dow. Up next, we'll bust apart the rest. We'll break apart the rest. And whatever else. Thanks for being here. Really. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
On your mark, get set, shop. The back-to-school season's here, so don't miss out on those too-cool-for-school savings. As you look for a more affordable way to stay connected and keep in touch with your kids this school year, look no further than Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk's unlimited plan starts at just $45 with the first 5 gigabytes of data at high speed, then 2G. You'll have nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable networks, all without a contract, mystery fees, or credit checks. And now you can double your data for only $10 more with Straight Talk's $55 unlimited plan with the first 10 gigabytes of data at high speed, then 2G. At 2G speeds, the functionality of some data applications may be affected. Savings may vary. If you already have a phone you love, then bring it. Keep everything you love, your phone, network, and number, with our BYOP activation kit. Now's the time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched to Straight Talk Wireless? For more, visit StraightTalkSwitch.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 833.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. And while we're on the subject, in case you don't know, the amount of debt in the system is the most ever by miles, the amount of leverage. Corporations are going massively into debt to buy back stock and dividends because it's free money. This is all brought to you by central banks and free money screwing you the saver. How many times have I said to you on the show, you the saver are being screwed? About a zillion times, but it's a fact. There are no more riskless income investments. You got to reach, and the amount of money in bond mutual funds is gargantuan, reaching for yield because there's no yield there, but you're in leveraged entities, and if things go awry, those leveraged entities are going to get smoked, so just be on the lookout, and we'll let you know. We keep scans of bond funds, the whole high-yield bond whatever, the muni bond funds, you name it, we follow it. So far, so good. So far, they got control. So far. Just remember, though, every time markets get hit, they ramp up what they do. More and more and more and more. You need to know they can never, ever go back. They can never raise rates. They can never go from negative rates back into positive. It'll be impossible. I hate to say it, but it's a fact. It's true. That is the nature of the beast now. They can never turn back. Because markets are now, asset prices now, are dependent on it. They're used to it. And these blithering idiots who are running the show do not understand it. Or maybe they do. Why do you think Janet Yellen stopped dead in her tracks? One quarter point was making markets go crazy. One little quarter point hike made markets go crazy. And that's why she stopped. And that's why in concert with the rest of these central banks, they're doing their things. Now, I got some numbers here. Somebody sent me something. I'll find it in a few minutes and I'll read to you. Wait till you hear some of the numbers. Some stuff is scary. But back to the markets. A few things I want to bring up. Number one, the topping out areas, utilities. Utilities had their way for the last, I don't know, better part of 6, 7, 8 months. They've topped out. And what that means to me is that the highs you have seen over the last few weeks ain't getting past there anytime soon. actually a bit of good news. Defensive areas. If you look at the XLU, that to me is what a topping out looks like. Simple as that. Doesn't mean you go out and sell utilities. We're just letting you know for now it's topped out. May last 3 months, 6 months, 3 years, I don't know. Not sure the utility stock's going to get trashed. So just letting you know. Also, some of the defensive consumer areas, we told you that about 3-4 weeks ago, started to look a little bit toppy. A bunch of them have topped. Some of them have not, though. So you have to be very specific stock selective. I will tell you the tobacco stocks, they have topped out. Other food, drug, beverage have not. So again, selective. The good news is not much more after that. There's still weakness in the travel stocks, cruise lines, bunch of hotels, a few other areas. But when you look at the semis, strong. Technology, strong. Retail, strong. Retail had horrible numbers last week. Stocks were strong. Don't ask me why. I don't pretend to know. Because I have to tell you, I have a very good friend in the retail business. He's never steered me wrong. He says numbers aren't getting any better. So what gives? I think it's what we told you. There's 11% cash in mutual funds and pension funds, and it finds a place. So they went after retail. And it doesn't need, you don't need to be a genius to say, geez, Nordstrom's just went from 44 to 52 off of earnings. That were down 28%. Revenues were down, their worst quarter in a long time. Go figure. Kohl's sales were down 2%. Dillard's, their earnings were only down 53%, revenues down 4%, and it rallies up. JCPenney, that thing's rallying up on a nice little loss. Ooh, but the loss was better than expected. But they're still losing money. So we're just letting you know, retail's got the bid. Semiconductors. Well, you know what? Doesn't beat the heck out of me what's going on. You've had buyouts in Linear Tech, LLTC, Broadcom, Altera, KLA 10 Core. You had like 7, 8, 9, 10 buyouts. Freescale Semi. And when you have these buyouts, valuations usually go up for most things. And there's been a persistent amount of buyouts. It's certainly not the PC industry. That's heading south. Next, on Friday, I just outlined for you a couple of names that had gargantuan reaction to earnings. One of them was ACIA, which was up another 6 and change today. Thus, though it was up 14 at one time. Just be careful. The stock was up huge on Friday. Closed at 67 Thursday, 98 on Friday, after opening at 84. We're not saying it's not going to continue straight up. We're letting you know you will get a secondary buy area. What day I don't know, what point I don't know, but I'm just letting you know. You buy these things wrong right now, you can lose 10% in a day and the stock still looks great. And of course, the other names we mentioned, Yelp, strong reaction to earnings, pullback today. Alibaba, little pullback today. We will continue to let you know where these things are. But we like the fact that a bunch of this a few of these beta names getting the bid. We like when beta gets the bid. Also, we're seeing interest in initial public offerings after they come public. And we'll have a few of those names to talk about today also. Again, don't confuse our overall thoughts on what's going on underneath the surface with the technical condition of the market. The market will go up on bad news. It's happened before, it'll happen again. Up next, more on this, that, and the other thing, and whatever else. I'm Gary. This is One Only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store or staples.com for details.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Right now it is 11:35 p.m. for me, as I am still on England time. So I am absolutely smoked. Absolutely smoked. All right. Let me just read a few things to you to give you an idea what's going on out there. Last week, the Bank of England cut its interest rate by a quarter point to 0.25%, which is effectively 0%. They also revived printing of money, that they're going to buy over $90 billion of government bonds and, for the first time, corporate bonds. Now, I ask myself the question, why do they need to do that? I still can't come up with an answer, but they think it's good. They're following other people. They're also going to offer a $130 billion loan program for banks. Why do you have to have a loan program for banks when you already have rates at zero? Bank of England Governor Mark Carney said they were willing to cut rates further to 0% and increase the size of their printing money. Next month, European Central Bank President Mario Draghi is expected to announce additional stimulus in the form of an extension. They're printing $90 billion per month. $90 billion. And, of course, they're buying up assets with it. And they may, just so you know, I don't know if you know this, European Central Bank deposit rate, minus 0.4%. In Japan, the Prime Minister unveiled a $273 billion spending program, $73 billion in new spending, to try and pump up their economy that's been dead forever. It'll include more infrastructure spending and cash handouts. Cash handouts to 22 million people, low-income people, Japanese people. Now, keep in mind, they're going into debt to give away that money. So what does that mean? It zeroes out. More debt, give out. They think that by one-time spending is going to do the trick. That's how stupid these people are. Last Friday, the Bank of Japan also announced that it will double its purchases of the Japanese exchange-traded funds. They already own half of them. Even with all these measures, a bunch of people in government are complaining it's not enough. They are currently buying about $65 billion in assets per month, mostly bonds. And then the coup de grace. The yutz, the idiot, the moron, the doofus, the ground zero of this nightmare, Ben Bernanke, has been visiting Japan. They urge Japan to adopt helicopter money. Helicopter money. That's when a central bank directly finances government spending or handouts. It's also now found out that Bernanke was in Japan a couple of months ago talking about perpetual bonds. That's just printing money for private bonds for no reason at all except to get into the system. They're nuts. Add in, here's another Federal Reserve person. Her name's Loretta Mester. Loretta Mester. Let me quote. In the U.S., we've done quantitative easing, and I think that's proven to be useful. So it's my view that helicopter money would be sort of the next step if we ever found ourselves in a situation where we wanted to be more accommodative. You know what that means? They're already ready to do more. And that's what the markets are working off of. Now, this doesn't include our 0% rates. And they're zero. They tell you it's a quarter, but it's zero. The printing of $4 to $5 trillion. Our buying up of the bond market. And I can go on and on. But some of the outcomes, I got to read some of this to you to give you an idea. Microsoft offered $20 billion of bonds to help fund its LinkedIn deal. Okay? That follows a $13 billion offering just 9 months ago. And they used that money for stock buybacks and dividend increases. They now have $55 billion in debt. Apple now has $85 billion in debt, nearly four times the level less than 3 years ago. Oracle has $43 billion in debt, up from $18 billion. Intel has $24 billion in debt. IBM has $44 billion in debt. Cisco Systems has $28 billion in debt. And all this debt has grown monstrously over the last couple of years. Why? Easy money. Easy money. But I got news for you. Debt is debt, whether it's at 5% or 1%. Debt has to be paid back. And if they're going into debt to buy back their stocks, what happens if their stock drops 20%? Catching my drift? So you're getting all this stuff going on. It's something that I, the cynic, never thought this could happen. But it is. It's become the norm. Politicians love it because it keeps things afloat and keeps them in power, at least for the most part. And we'll just see how this baby plays out. Let me repeat again something very important. We had a housing bubble because of easy money. But we have never, ever, ever gone this far. Whatever you call easy money back in 05, 06, 07 was nothing. So who knows where this can take us? 20 trillion bucks printed on top of the low rates. It's going to be another 3 trillion this year. And every time markets drop, they raise the bar. Or lower the bar, whichever way you decide to think about it. So I just wanted to read this stuff to you. If the markets go higher and leadership shows up, we will tell you. And we will be doing nothing but putting all this cynic stuff in the file manager for another day. We just want to make sure you know what our overarching belief is. The final outcome of this central bank stuff. But it could be 3 years from now and 5,000 points higher. We told you the story about us laughing at the valuations in 99, and man, we kept going higher and higher and higher. Bubbles are the outcome of easy money and greed topping itself on a daily basis. Simple as that. And we are in that world right now. And anybody who disagrees is full of caca. And I mean that big time. Everything is straight here in your face about what they're doing. They used to hide it. There's no hiding it anymore. We'll keep our fingers crossed that we don't know what the hell we're talking about. But we have seen this story before. And we understand how it works. Stay tuned. It's going to be fun. Up next on The Edge. Get back on the markets. Oh, and Hillary Clinton's economic policy. And much more. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show, Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Did you know that dogs can get the flu? It's serious and very contagious. Chicago-based veterinarian Dr. Natalie Marks.
The dog flu spreads quickly in urban areas, doggy daycares, and dog parks. That's why it's so important for dog owners to know the facts to keep their four-legged friends healthy.
If This Dog Could Talk is a campaign raising awareness for the dog flu, something that's only been present in this country since 2003. Dr. Natalie Marks.
The best treatment option for the dog flu is effective prevention. There are vaccines available. You should speak with your veterinarian to decide if your pet is at risk.
Visit doginfluenza.com and follow hashtag IfThisDogCouldTalk on Twitter. That's doginfluenza.com and follow hashtag IfThisDogCouldTalk on Twitter. This message brought to you by Merck Animal Health.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Recently, I mentioned to you about 10 oil stocks that were really outperforming the other 90 to 100 that we follow, and they continue to outperform on a relative basis. Some of them have gone up about 10% in the last 2 weeks, but it's very random, very tough. A bunch of them are losing money. We're just letting you know, when you have a chance, look them over. Symbol CXO, PXD, Rice, XEC, just to give you an idea. By the way, tomorrow I'm going to be commenting on I don't know if you've been watching this Milwaukee debacle this weekend. I watched it from afar, and I've been reading up about it. And, you know, I'm a very big believer in law enforcement, deterrence, the rule of law. And I believe a lot of mistakes are being made in the name of political correctness right now that I think can really cause unrest. When you give an inch, they take a yard. You give a yard, you get my point? And I'm really worried about this politically correct enforcement now. I was taught when I was a kid, you break the law, there are consequences. People are breaking the law, and there have been no consequences, all in the name of, oh, look what you did. But nothing was done except a black police officer killed a black guy that had a gun. What's the issue? At the same time, the amount of blacks being killed around this country is gargantuan, and they don't protest any of them, only when it has to do with a police officer. That's a bunch of bull crap. I'll have a lot more on it tomorrow. Financials. Look how I segue back and forth. Watch the financials here. If the XLF can go topside, it's another check mark for the market. If you notice today, Citigroup, it looks like it's coming out of this little range. Goldman Sachs coming out of this little range. Just remember, JP Morgan setting up. Just remember, these are financials are very weak compared to the rest of the market. But when they get going, it's good news. So that's also. Take a look at the defense stocks. Everybody likes a good war. General Dynamics, Lockheed Martin, Northrop off the 50-day, Raytheon, L3 Communications. So that be going good. Again, I have to repeat, earnings remain yuck. Nature of the beast. Lastly, that ACIA, very extended, careful. Notice today some IPOs. I believe we mentioned this one Friday, Twilio, T-W-L-O. Company loses money. Sales growth's pretty good. Just be careful. And here's why. The stock broke out on Thursday from what we call a little IPO base at $45. Okay? In 3 days, it hit $66 today. 45 to 66. No news. Except a little. It has cloud in it. And that ACIA cloud. The company lost 36 cents a share in the last four quarters, you know, which is about $30 million. They lost $30 million on $200 million in sales, approximately. But I want to talk stock price. It hit 66 today. It closed at 58. So by the chance you decided to buy it at 66, you're already down 10% quickly. Always know where your stock came from. Always know that if there is froth. You got that? Now, if things continue this way, sometimes it doesn't matter if you buy extended, things just keep going. We're just letting you know, ultimately, there is a normalcy to markets. There's a normalcy to stocks. And that is they move up two steps, move back one step. Move up two steps, move back one step. Sometimes they move up five steps first. It's in that fifth step where if you catch it on that fifth step and it decides to pull back 2.5 steps, you're losing some good cheese. If you're going to be buying extended, if you just want to get in, ooh, this looks like a hot number, do a smart thing. Probe. You know what that means? If you're going to buy 1,000, buy 200. Keeps working, throwing a little bit more. And I say that because you never know when that normalcy will hit. We're seeing a few names get some froth in here right now. And if you want to know what froth is, just go look at the ACIA. That's froth. Not a lot of names, but a few. Just recognize very often the loudest noise on a stock is after a good move, after a big move. And if you get caught at the wrong time, it ain't going to be fun. That's all. Now, I do believe we're going to get a lot more initial public offerings in the next few months. At least I'm seeing a bunch on the docket if the markets stay in gear. And I'm pretty sure they could, as there will be no rate hike. And certainly, central banks around the globe are going to continue to ease. And then we get, yay, the election. Tomorrow we're going to be discussing economic policy. I've got to get into this Milwaukee thing. I know that's off the beaten path, but sorry, we cover everything here. And we will stay steadfast on these markets. They're acting fine. File manager all the other stuff away. There will be a day of reckoning and comeuppance. Could be 3 years, could be 2 years, could be next week. We'll be ready for anything. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like I do. just make sure you hug your children. Night, night, all.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.